Grace to you and peace in the name of our crucified but risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is not here. He has risen. Those were the words of the two angels to the women who had come to Jesus' tomb that Sunday morning, early in the morning, to prepare Jesus' body for what they thought was going to be his rest in the tomb. Those will be the words that will serve as our crucial quote to end out our series that we've been going through Lent and Holy Week, and also as the text for our meditation this morning. I'm not quite sure why, but I have been a significant fan of significant quotes for much of my life. Already as a young boy, I found myself memorizing proverbs from the Bible so that I could just spout them out at certain times when I thought they were appropriate. A gentle answer turneth away wrath. You know, I just throw them out at people every once in a while. I love quotes so much that I have a book of famous quotes right next to my bed so that I can read them at night and memorize them before I go to bed. I have another book just like it, a little bit different company I think it's by, in my office behind my desk, so that again during the day I can sit and read quotes and memorize them so I can use them for sermon fodder. Whenever I read or I hear a quote that really stands out to me, I jot it down on a little piece of paper, I cut it out, and I stick it in one of my books. Here are just a few of the ones that I came across as I was getting ready for the sermon. I opened one of my books and found some of these quotes that I've cut out. When you are down to nothing, God is up to something. How about this one? I like this one because I'm a tennis player. Life is like a game of tennis. The person who serves well seldom loses. Or here's a great one about humility. There is no understanding without standing under. And finally, one more for you to consider. A hypocrite is a person who complains about the sex, violence, and language on his DVR. Think about that one for a moment, don't you? So why do I like these quotes so much? Because they cause me to think and to question and to consider and to reconsider and to evaluate my own life and how I am living my life. They motivate me and they challenge me to be better and to try harder and to serve more. They cause me to look at this life and this world in a different way and from a different perspective. And finally, they just help me to make the most out of my life and make the most out of my short time here on this earth. I am who I am today because those myriads of quotes that I have read and memorized through the years have helped to shape me and shape the way I think. That's what quotes have the power to do. But no words that have ever been spoken and then quoted and repeated through the centuries have had more power to change and shape and motivate lives than those words spoken by those two angels to the women who had come to the tomb to see Jesus, the dead Jesus, they thought, early Easter Sunday morning. Those words, "He is not here, he has risen." Because you see, those words changed the course of humanity from hell to heaven, from lost to found, from damned to saved, from hopeless to hope-filled. Those words are the reason that we are here this morning singing our praises to God. And those words are the reason that someday we're going to be standing around the throne of heaven singing those praises to our God and Savior. Those words made all the difference. Now, as Lutherans, we've always placed the cross at the center of our theology. And rightly so, because it's at the cross that Jesus suffered and died for our sins. And it's at the cross that our sins were forgiven. It's because of what Jesus did on that horrible, wretched cross that God now looks down on us as his redeemed children rather than as rebellious sinners. We live free from God's wrath and free from the guilt of our sin and free from all condemnation because of the cross. And so, like I said, it is right that the cross should stand at the center of our theology and at the center of our lives. But the cross cannot, and it must not, stand alone. For if that empty cross is not also followed by an empty tomb, then our faith in God's forgiveness is futile. Because that if that tomb is not empty, and if Jesus is not risen, then the God that took our sins upon himself is still dead. And if he's still dead, there can be no salvation. There can be no resurrection. And there can be no everlasting life. Everything we are, everything we believe, and everything we hope for is dependent upon the truth and the reality of what those two angels said at that tomb. He is not here. He has risen. That's why today is a day of joy and celebration for us. It's not just because the kids came home. Whole family's together and we get to have a nice dinner together this afternoon. It's because Jesus really and truly and actually came back to life after being dead in the ground for 3 days. And because he came back to life, all those who believe in him will come back to life on the last day also. And on that day when Jesus returns, every single one of God's children who have died, who've been lying dead in the ground for 3 days, or 3 years, or 3,000 years, they're going to be raised from the dead, just as Jesus was, and will live with him forever in heaven. And thus, what we celebrate today is not just some historical fact about our faith that happened to Jesus 2,000 years ago. But we celebrate a very present and practical application and implication of that historical fact. Because Jesus rose, so too shall we. I never knew my one grandpa. He died before I was born. But I will know him. Because I'm going to see him in eternity. I would have liked to have more time to spend with my father. But I will. Because we're going to be together in heaven. I would have loved to have shared more laughs with my best friend Dave. But I will. Because we're going to be raised together on the last day. And all that is because Jesus is not dead in that tomb, but he has risen from the grave. Like I said at the beginning of this message, I love quotes. They have the power to alter the way we look at and the way we live life. And none more so than the quote that we looked at today. He is not here. He has risen. These words remind us that Jesus overcame the power of death. And thus there is nothing in all of the universe that can take his forgiveness and our salvation away from us. It's a done deal and an accomplished fact. Because he lives, so shall we. May we thus live every day of our lives in this world with that certainty and that faith and that joy. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.